Jason Silva, town administrator in Marblehead, is joining us here. And Jason, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
We have a tiny little delay, but that's fine. And we're doing, this is my first Zoom interview for the website, Jason. I've done Zoom stuff, but this is the first one for the website, I believe. So thanks for introducing us to this. Well, it's all been coronavirus, COVID-19, and most notably for Marblehead is that the town meeting has been delayed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Board of Selectmen met yesterday, actually, and decided to delay town meeting to June 29. And in addition to that, the original bill that was filed by the governor allowed local boards of selectmen to reduce the quorum amount at town meeting. And unfortunately, the legislation that ultimately passed through the legislature removed that provision. So the Board of Selectmen also voted to authorize legal counsel to pursue through court the ability to reduce our quorum amount. In Marblehead, we have a large quorum requirement, 300 people. And so it's obviously not advisable right now to have 300 people in the same room doing anything. And so the idea is to pursue that through court and see if we can get an order that allows us to reduce the quorum amount. The Board of Selectmen voted for a reduction of from 300 to 30. And just because we anticipate it being, given the circumstances, very difficult to get people to attend. In addition to that, a condition of that vote was that town meeting would only consider things related to the FY21 operating budget. So it wouldn't be taking up anything other than those things that are related to the budget.
Hmm. Now, town elections, though, that stays. That doesn't change. So when are town elections in Marblehead?
June 16th.
Okay. So all of that continues, and you'll obviously planning must be underway to handle town elections at this point then.
Yeah, the legislation that passed that allowed municipalities flexibility in rescheduling or postponing their election were only for communities that had an election that was scheduled prior to May 30th. And so our election is already past May 30th. So it's already on, it's scheduled for June 16th. And so because of that, we weren't allowed to delay it any further than, you know, the normal date of June 16th.
I would think, I'm just speaking totally off the top of my head here, but as I often do, but you know, who knows, the legislature could come back and address that at a later date and adjust those dates, I suppose.
Certainly. Yeah, no, that's always an option. It has been difficult for candidates. I will say locally, it's been very difficult for candidates because we've also received guidance from the state that we need to adhere to the originally published schedule for nomination signatures, and nomination signatures in Marblehead are due on the 28th of April. And so local candidates need to collect 50 signatures. And so, you know, depending on who you are and what office and all that, you are at different stages of collecting those signatures when this crisis really started. And so it's causing problems even at that level to just simply collect signatures. And I think, you know, we do need to remember that a lot of these positions locally are volunteer positions that people put a lot of time, energy, and their own resources into, you know, positions on the Park and Rec Commission, on Water Sewer Commission, Board of Selectmen, of course. So, you know, asking them to take precautions such as mailing out 50 different nomination sheets to 50 different households and then trying to figure out how to collect them, you know, to avoid large gatherings and all that. It's been really a struggle. So I do think there's a possibility that the legislature at some point may come back and reconsider.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well. By definition, collecting signatures is just really not really acceptable under our current guidelines. And it would be unfair to ask anybody to be doing that at this point. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
Hey, Jason, other notes from Marblehead. Marblehead is going under the same restrictions that other cities and towns are doing here on the North Shore, led by the governor's efforts. And, of course, there are town-by-town specifics and so on. How are things going in Marblehead overall with social distancing and people accepting all of this?
Yeah, you're right, Bill. We're all in this together, I guess. I'm communicating regularly with town administrators and managers in the region on the issues that we're facing. And we're all facing the same issues, and we're dealing with them in similar ways, not identical ways, but similar ways. So, yeah, we've done a lot of what other communities have done in terms of closing public facilities down to the public. We've reduced staffing significantly to skeleton crews. We have a lot of people working from home right now. We have closed playgrounds. We've closed parking lots to some of the larger gathering points at the lighthouse, at Devereaux Beach, and so we've done a lot of similar things that everyone else is doing. Where right now, we just recently on Monday launched a volunteer website, so that people can go on the web if they're interested in volunteering and helping some folks in town that may be in need. We've created a venue for that to happen, and we're continuing to serve those in need, but with meals. And we're just now launched an effort to call to live call with volunteers, senior citizens in town, to make sure they're doing well and have what they need, and kind of checking on them in that way. We've really kind of increased signage in town. We got those big digital signs, billboard signs. We got three of those in town, really trying to educate people on the need and the importance of social distancing. We've also posted signage in basically all our parks, playgrounds, on the rail trails, on any other trails, at the beaches and downtown, educating people on what they should be doing in terms of social distancing, and even washing hands and trying to stay home when at all possible. We're really trying to use our website as a not only informational but also as a resource for residents and businesses. So if people want to go on the website, it's marblehead.org. Has a lot of information, like I said, not only about what's going on in town updates, but also resident resources if people are in need of assistance. And in businesses, we have a list of businesses who are still doing takeout and delivery options for restaurants, and also resources for them during this tough time. So, I think that's about it. We are complying with the governor's order on essential services and essential businesses. So in his order, construction has been deemed essential. So in Marblehead, as we've talked about before, Bill, we have a bunch of public construction projects going on. So Abbott Hall is still in the works, the renovation and preservation of Abbott Hall. We have a project to renovate Fort Sewell that is still proceeding. We have a school building project at the Bell School site that is still moving forward. And another smaller project we talked about, the shoe shed last time. So that's still moving ahead as well.
Well, Jason, I know our time is short here, but that's some great information, important information for the town of Marblehead. You mentioned volunteers, and in this day and age, you get a lot of volunteers from us senior citizens, if you will, but that's not happening so much because it's really not advisable in many cases for seniors to volunteer. So I don't know if there's anything else to share with us. Obviously, we'll direct folks to the website and so on, but obviously, it's a tough time. And I'm also struck by the fact, I'm thinking, having covered Marblehead Town Meeting years ago for the radio station, it's a historic moment in Marblehead, the town meeting. It's always was well run. And so delaying it or postponing it has got to be historic as well, I would think.
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, my first town meeting in Marblehead, there was close to 1,000 people there. It was unbelievable. And so, yeah, the change is quite dramatic from that number to a quorum of 30. Now, you know, it's important to remember too, that the quorum amount is the bottom. That's the least we can have. Yeah. So if more people show up, they'll certainly be able to participate. The concern was that, you know, our ability to get that amount of people would be very difficult. The decision was difficult. It wasn't taken lightly, but given the circumstances, you know, we're trying to make the best out of a very, very difficult situation. So the board of selectmen did make that decision.
Then decisions have to be made. Well, Jason, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck to you and everyone in Marblehead. And again, stay safe.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Jason Silva, town administrator, town of Marblehead, here on MSONewsSports.com.